Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of my Sunday School Lesson Commentary and Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Micaiah, Speaking Truth to Power, and is found in 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 15 through 23 and 26 through 28. Micaiah is one of those Old Testament prophets that not much is known about or written about. He appears in the book of 1 Kings and in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. In both cases, it gives the account of an inquiry by King Ahab of the northern kingdom and King Jehoshaphat of the southern kingdom of the prophets in the north as to whether they should go to war against a king Ahab had already defeated twice before. Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to join him in a campaign against a neighboring king to his north, Ben-Hadad of Aram in Syria, who had taken and fortified the city from Ahab's father, Omri. Jehoshaphat's son married Ahab's daughter, which may account at least in part for Ahab asking Jehoshaphat to join him in war and Jehoshaphat agreeing. While Ahab is described as a king which did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, Jehoshaphat is described as one who walked in all the ways of his father Asa. He did not turn away from them and did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And while he fell short in some areas, by and large, he was a king who feared the Lord. So before going to battle, Jehoshaphat wanted to know what the Lord had to say about it. First, Ahab called upon the 400 prophets he consulted, and all of them said, God, or Adonai, would give him the victory and deliver Ben-Hadad into his hands. But Jehoshaphat was not satisfied with them because they didn't prophesy in the name of Yahweh, God of Israel. So Jehoshaphat asked if he had a prophet who would do that. Ahab reluctantly admitted there was one, but he didn't like him because of what he had to say. This is where we finally meet Micaiah. At first, when asked the question of whether they should go, Micaiah repeats what the other prophets had said in such a way that led the king to detect it was not the true word of the Lord. When he insisted he tell the truth, he told him it would be a disaster to go up against Ben-Hadad. Furthermore, he told him that Yahweh had sent lying spirits to his prophets, which he would believe and die after heeding their voice. Not everyone is willing to tell those in power and authority something they don't want to hear. Just as then, people now often surround themselves with others who will say only to them what they want to hear. Today, most people don't want to hear what God requires of them or be reminded of their sinful lives. They want to be told what they are doing is all right, just like Ahab. And because Ahab didn't listen to the truth, but what he wanted to hear, he died from a wound sustained in battle, and the dogs licked his blood as the prophet Elijah had said. You'll find this in 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 19. As so shall it be to all who have itching ears, who go from church to church and preacher to preacher, until they find someone who will overlook and allow them to feel comfortable in their sins. Today, we are all called to speak truth to power, the power of pressure to conform to the expectations and practices of the culture we find ourselves in, who want to define for themselves what is wrong or right, what is good or evil, or even if there be any such thing. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. You and others can also join us by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I will get back to you as soon as I can. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.